Hello, my name is Carl Fredman. The book, My Brother's Secret, by Dan Smith, is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was a German boy who dreamed of being a Nazi soldier. I loved playing war games and had a brother named Stefan who was anti-Nazi. But that all changed when my dad's plane was shot down in Russia. Then I moved to my grandparents' house. They wouldn't let me out of the house. Then one day, I saw a white flower inside of Stefan's coat. What did it mean? I had no idea. One day, their alarm went off. Instead of dropping bombs, the plane dropped pamphlets that said, "Hitler is killing our fathers." A week or two later, I found out what the flower inside my brother's jacket meant, and it didn't mean anything good. My brother was getting dressed in the middle of the night when he accidentally woke me up. The next thing I knew, I was getting chased by Hitler. Later, Wolf came to our house, and my brother was arrested by the Gestapo. Now I'm with my best friend on my way to get back Wolf, the head of police, for arresting my brother by painting contraband. If you'd like to read Dan Smith's book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. Swastika, a Nazi symbol representing Nazism. Gestapo, a secret police system made to destroy terrorists and people disloyal to a country. Edelweiss, a white flower. It is also a symbol of resistance in Nazi Germany. Führer, a ruthless, tyrannic leader. Hitler preferred to be called sneak preview of an exciting part of my brother's secret. We'll distract them. You take the target. Divide and conquer. The only thing that matters is winning. What? Just make sure you take the target, Ralph whispered as they disappeared into the forest, and don't die, because if you do, I'll kill you. It wasn't long before Ralph and Martin broke from the trees right at the far end of the woods. They came out running. As soon as the guards at the bunker spotted them, the two boys rushed down to challenge them. Two more boys remained outside the bunker, standing beside the flagpole, scanning the tree line for other attackers. The last boy was still inside, and I knew he'd be watching too. I squeezed my hands into fists, my fingernails digging into my palms. Wait a little longer. The two boys who had gone out to meet Ralph and Martin sprinted across, giving chase as my friends turned to run, luring them farther and farther away from the bunker. Close to the line of trees, though, Martin stopped and turned. He lowered his head and rammed his shoulder into the first attacker. Then the boy went up in the air over Martin's back. He landed in a heap of grass. Ralph crouched, hit the fallen boy once, and then tore his life away. As Martin faced the second, he slowed and put up his hands, ready to fight. Martin shook his head at him and slammed his fist into his stomach, knocking him flat on his back. He leaned down and tore the boy's life away, then raised a hand to Ralph. "You ready?" he called. "Ready, called? Ready," Ralph replied. The two of them began walking toward the bunker. Divide and conquer. Now I understood. The two boys down, there were only three left. We could take the target with ease. We had won. Ralph and Martin were halfway across the clearing, 100 feet from the bunker, when I decided to leave my position. Before I could stand, though, I saw we had underestimated the enemy. They had a plan, too. Without warning, a unit of 10 boys emerged from the woods on the opposite side of the clearing. They came fast, shouting and whooping like devils. Martin and Ralph stopped, jerking their heads around to see the new attackers. Their bodies tense, as their first instinct was to run. But they looked at one another, nodded, and turned to face the boys. The enemy force reached them. Martin was first to wade in. He windmilled his fist, thumping away at that, thumping any that came close. He smashed noses and cracked jaws, and within seconds, three enemies lay flat on their backs. Ralph followed in his wake, bending to rip the lives away of the fallen boys. They took down the enemy group like perfect soldiers. Watching from the bunker, the guards grew more and more agitated. The bigger of the two gestured at the ongoing battle, while the other shook his head and grabbed the first by the front of his shirt, trying to hold him back. The big guard pushed his comrade away, though, leaving him at his post, rushing down to the battle. Heading downhill, he picked up speed and crashed into Ralph from behind, knocking him off his feet, sending him flying into the mass of bodies.